I moved up here to go to school. I go to PSU. I'm a sophomore this year. I'm a film major. I really enjoy that. That was a really big decision to become a film major because my family's kind of money-based. They definitely push the do a job that gets you the most money, and film is not always the place that does that, but I'm just really passionate about film, and I really love it, and I enjoy every day of my classes and every project that I'm on.
Yeah, and so here at KBOO, we do films except without images.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that. Are you excited about learning? Is radio going to be something new for you? And how do you see it work for you?
Yeah, definitely something new for me. Pretty much the only audio editing that I've ever done is for films, and it's been pretty simple audio editing. Like, you know, when you hear the clapper and then you have to sync up the audio to the video is pretty much my... what I've done for audio editing. So I'm really excited to learn more about audio and kind of expand that, because not only like in radio broadcasting where audio is all you have, but like also in film, audio is really important. Like if the soundtrack is messed up, then your entire video is messed up. Mm-hmm. So I'm really interested in learning more about that. And also just expanding my knowledge there and expanding it into radio broadcasting, I think will be a really fun way to go too.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely excited to have you here. Now, you told me that you have a passion, and that's really much about making sure that there's proper representation in the media, in particular, of people of color.
Yeah.
Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So coming from Grants Pass, Oregon, it was a very predominantly white town. So definitely coming up here, that was kind of like a culture shock, is just seeing so many different people. And but also what came with that culture shock is just seeing the different ways of life for those people. And being a person of color and a woman as well, it really hit home for me because it was something that I was never really exposed to in Grants Pass, and something that I wanted to do to fix. And I didn't want to just sit by and just let these people live the lives that they're living, I guess. With my passion of film and just kind of looking at film and everything, and when I was kind of thinking about my future career and goals and everything, I was looking at people that, you know, I could see myself in.
Right.
And that's really hard to find in television, especially mainstream television. Is you don't find many people of color there. And if you do find them, they're a lot of the times like stereotypes of different cultures, which I did not particularly like. Mm-hmm. And so definitely what I wanted to do with my film major was to take it and represent people of color in the right light. I think media is a really great way to reach a lot of different people and also help change their views and their thinking on life.
So do you have a first film project already? Like, do you see what is your first project ever going to be?
Yeah, actually,
maybe it's already happened.
It's my sister and I are kind of working on something a little bit, because the town that we come from, Grants Pass, there's actually not a police force there right now. I think there's like one or two officers that are actually on duty in our county. And then all of the other police force that comes in are from the next like town over, Medford, or they're state troopers. And so that's something that we kind of wanted to do like a little bit of a documentary on about how, and we're considered like the smallest city in America, but yeah, there's not a police force there right now. So anytime someone gets arrested for a petty theft or anything, they're just released back out. They don't go to jail. They don't spend the night in jail or anything. Like, the cops will, you know, handcuff them, but pretty much all they can do is just like take down their information and then just release them back out. And so actually, one thing that started happening is word started getting around to some criminals, and so a lot more criminals started migrating to Grants Pass.
Hmm.
And if any crime is done that's like on a greater scale, then they get taken to the jail in Medford, because our jails are also not open.
Right.
So that's definitely a film project that I wanted to do, and it's close to home as well. So.
Yeah, what are you hoping to accomplish with that film?
Showing people that funding for a police force is important. I know there's a really, police force is a touchy subject right now.
It is, but I think we have to be honest about safety and security at this point.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
And until we have a different system, maybe to work this out, and then this is the system that we rely on is that of the police.
Yeah, and definitely in Grants Pass, it's, you know, there needs to be some sort of police force there because there is a lot of crime done there. I mean, in the neighborhood that I lived in, it wasn't a bad neighborhood, but people's cars would get broken into every night. And so I had a little rinky car then, and I was definitely afraid. Like, I wouldn't leave any of my schoolwork in there or anything because I didn't know. Like, my dad's car got broken into one night, and so it was just, you never knew what was going to happen. And Grants Pass is a pretty small, it used to be a retirement town, so you wouldn't think anything like that would happen there. But, you know, it is an important subject, I think, to touch on that. And I just don't think that I'm kind of a believer that, you know, taxes can pay for these things a little bit. And not a lot of people in Grants Pass want to use their taxes to pay. Like, we've had a couple of laws come up saying that, you know, you'll do extra property tax, I think, to help pay for the police force, and everyone would, you know, vote them down because they don't want to pay extra. But, and then they complain that we don't have a police force. So just bringing more information, trying to get more information out there about the fact of how much our police force is struggling, and how the money can do real good, and that, you know, in the long run, it's not really going to affect your lives at all. It's just going to make it better, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in thinking about lack of police force, what I have heard about for counties like the one that Grant passes on, Josephine County does not have currently.
They do not yet.
Yeah, the issue that I hear a lot is around domestic violence also, because we rely as citizens for the police for other issues, you know, for our other safety and security issues than just have been, you know, somebody stole something or my car got broken into. And so, you know, I remember the terrifying story that OPB had done about a young woman whose abusive partner was coming back, and she called the police and they just couldn't do anything for her, just told her to hide in the house.
Yeah. No, that's definitely another thing that is a real big problem, not just in Grants Pass, but, you know, nationwide, is domestic violence. That's a really good point, is that police do help, and since we don't have a jail there, they can't contain the
abuser.
Yeah, so they get handcuffed. They get taken down to the station, fingerprinted, everything there, and then they get released again. And because it's not seen as a serious crime.
Yeah.
Which I think domestic violence is a very serious crime, but not according to the county, unfortunately. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I'm really looking forward to this film. So now you and your sister are on the hook.
Yeah. Now I announced it now. Gotta do it.
Yes. Thank you, Octavia, so much. Not only welcome to the team, this is so exciting to know that you're a part of KBOO now and have all of these ideas, but also thank you for all other upcoming projects that you have, and for, you know, this dedication to social justice. I think you are in the right house.
Yeah, definitely. I'm super excited. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're still listening to News from the Boo. I'm Del Crescenzo, and now we are joined by Pamela Santos, our membership director. Welcome, Pamela.
Thanks.
So we just finished wrapping up a drive. Tell us a little bit about how we did.
This is amazing. I'm really glad that I have a chance to let our listeners know how we've been doing. It has been a week since we ended on February 15th, and I just have to say this, I might say this every time, but I don't. We went skyrocketed over the goal. The goal was a special number. I'm going to tell you, $64,444. And we actually had gone a couple of thousand over that, about $4,000 or $5,000 over that.
Woo!
So we're still tallying up everything. We're still making our you know, numbers here, cross over here, and add the one here. But it's been honestly just really heartening and extremely, I would say, it's, I don't want to say restoring my faith in humanity, but I just think that we needed this,
right.
You know, we needed some good things here. And I think it shows a lot about how we are valued.
And thank you for that, RKBOO community. You are so amazing. And we are just so thankful that you came through for us like you do every time. This is our community radio station, and we're very thankful for everybody who has donated or become a member. And if you are not yet a member, you can still do that by going to kboo.fm.
And all you have to do is just click on the donate button, or just go directly to kboo.fm/give. If you haven't downloaded our app, what's going on? Definitely download the app, and there's also a place for you to donate there. Thank you.
Thanks, Pamela. We are now joined by Lindy Ma. Welcome, Lindy, to News from the Boo.
Hello.
Would you tell us about the event that is happening this weekend, Home Sweet Home, Lindy Ma and the String Ensemble?
Right, Lindy Ma and A-String Ensemble. We've been doing, this is probably our seventh Home Sweet Home house concert. And I chose this model for this group to start out and to build our following. And it's turned out to be a wonderful, up-close and personal way to hear music and to feel the spirit behind the message music that we're playing.
So could you share the details about the events? There's two, Saturday and Sunday.
Right. We have a Saturday evening at 7:30, and we have a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, our matinee.
Great. And so how would people who are interested in attending, how would they reach out to you and find out about the information?
Well, if you're an online person, you can go to lindymah.org. And that's LYNDEEMAH. You can also go to the Facebook. I have a Facebook page, and I also have an Instagram, just under Lindy Ma. Now, you can also call at 503-282-3102 and make a reservation there.
Great, and I just want to spell your name so folks get it right. So it's LYNDEE. M-A-H.
That's right.
You're right. So what kind of music are you playing? I think that folks who feel pretty motivated by the current administration might be interested in attending.
Well, I'll tell you, I was inspired by the great works of Malvina Reynolds when I put together this ensemble. And her passion of being able to express matched up with my expression of what's historically happening and the content that we're approached with that crosses over into our contemporary social consciousness and civil injustice. So I've written original compositions, and I also do some arrangements of Malvina, which I've added more verses to her music that she wrote in the 60s that are very, very prevalent for today's matters. And then I throw in love songs and absurdity songs about reality TV that I've written.
And so KBOO is a media sponsor for this event, and we are very thankful to support it and really hope that folks show up. So again, that's on Saturday, the 25th at 7 p.m., or on Sunday, the 26th at 3 p.m., and that would be for the Home Sweet Home, Lindy Ma, and a String Ensemble. Would you share again the contact information, Lindy, so folks can reach you?
I'd love to. Lindy Ma on Facebook, LYNDEEMAH. There's also Lindy Ma on Instagram, and lindyma.org is my website. Or you can call me at 503-282-3102. I thank you so much.
And thank you for your support of KBOO. We're very excited to be co-sponsoring this event.
Yes, I really appreciate KBOO and all that you do.
We'll be right back. Hey, boo. Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the August Wilson Monologue Competition Regional Finals on Monday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Newmark Theater in Portland. 12 Portland area high school students will perform monologues from August Wilson 10-play American Century Cycle, and two will be selected to go to the national competition. There will also be a DJ spinning blues, jazz, R&B, and hip-hop. Again, that's the August Wilson Monologue Competition Regional Finals on Monday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Newmark Theater, 1111 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of Stand Together, a day of action workshop Saturday, February 25th, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Stand Together is a day of workshops for people new to social and political action and for those upgrading their skills. Sessions include digital security, photography for action, strategic planning, nonviolent direct action, legal basics, know your rights, and more. Again, that's Stand Together, a day of action workshop, Saturday, February 25th, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the First Unitary Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It is 5:59, just going on 6 o'clock at KBOO.
I was never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me. And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be. And I'd love to mix in circles, clicks, and social.